June 12, 1942. I hope I will be able to confide everything to you, as I have never been able to confide in anyone, and I hope you will be a great source of comfort and support. Comment added by Anne on September 28, 1942. So far, you truly have been a great source of comfort to me, and so is Kitty, whom I now write to regularly. This way of keeping a diary is much nicer, and now I can hardly wait for those moments when I'm able to write in you. Oh, I'm so glad I brought you along. Sunday, June 14th, 1942. I'll begin from the moment I got you. The moment I saw you lying on the table among my other birthday presents. I went along when you were bought, but that doesn't count. On Friday, June 12th, I was awake at 6 o'clock, which isn't surprising since it was my birthday, but I'm not allowed to get up at that hour, so I had to control my curiosity until 6:45. When I couldn't wait any longer, I went to the dining room where Morcha, the cat, welcomed me by rubbing against my legs. A little after 7, I went to Daddy and Mama, and then to the living room to open my presents, and you were the first thing I saw, maybe one of my nicest presents, then a bouquet of roses, some peonies, and a potted plant. From Daddy and Mama, I got a blue blouse, a game, a bottle of grape juice, which to my mind tastes a bit like wine. After all, wine is made from grapes. A puzzle, a jar of cold cream, 2.5 guilders, and a gift certificate for 2 books. I got another book as well, Camera Obscura, but Margot already has it, so I exchanged mine for something else. A platter of homemade cookies, which I made myself, of course, since I've become quite an expert at baking cookies. Lots of candy, and a strawberry tart from Mother. And a letter from Grammy, right on time. But of course, that was just a coincidence. Then Hanalei came to pick me up, and we went to school. During recess, I passed out cookies to my teachers and my class, and then it was time to get back to work. I didn't arrive home until 5, since I went to gym with the rest of the class. I'm not allowed to take part because my shoulders and hips tend to get dislocated. As it was my birthday, I got to decide which game my classmates would play, and I chose volleyball. Afterward, they all danced around me in a circle and sang happy birthday. When I got home, Sanna Lederman was already there. Ilse Wagner, Hanalei Gosler, and Jacqueline Van Marsen came home with me after gym, since we're in the same class. Hanalei and Sanna used to be my 2 best friends. People who saw us together used to say, "There goes Anne, Hannah, and Sanna." I only met Jacqueline Van Marsen when I started at the Jewish Lyceum, and now she's my best friend. Ilse is Hanalei's best friend, and Sanna goes to another school and has friends there. They gave me a beautiful book, Dutch Sagas and Legends, but they gave me Volume 2 by mistake, so I exchanged 2 other books for Volume 1. Aunt Helene brought me a puzzle, Aunt Stephanie a darling brooch, and Aunt Lenny a terrific book, Daisy Goes to the Mountains. This morning, I lay in the bathtub thinking how wonderful it would be if I had a dog like Rin Tin Tin. I'd call him Rin Tin Tin, too, and I'd take him to school with me, where he could stay in the janitor's room or by the bicycle racks when the weather was good. Monday, June 15th, 1942. I had my birthday party on Sunday afternoon. The Rin Tin Tin movie was a big hit with my classmates. I got 2 brooches, a bookmark, and 2 books. I'll start by saying a few things about my school and my class, beginning with the students. Betty Blumendahl looks kind of poor, and I think she probably is. She lives on some obscure street in West Amsterdam, and none of us know where it is. She does very well at school, but that's because she works so hard, not because she's so smart. She's pretty quiet. Jacqueline Van Marsen is supposedly my best friend, but I've never had a real friend. At first, I thought Jacques would be one, but I was badly mistaken. DQ is a very nervous girl who's always forgetting things, so the teachers keep assigning her extra homework as punishment. She's very kind, especially to Jeezy. ES talks so much, it isn't funny. She's always touching your hair or fiddling with your buttons when she asks you something. They say she can't stand me, but I don't care, since I don't like her much either. Henny Metz is a nice girl with a cheerful disposition, except that she talks in a loud voice and is really childish when we're playing outdoors. Unfortunately, Henny has a girlfriend named Beppy, who's a bad influence on her because she's dirty and vulgar. JR. I could write a whole book about her. Jay is a detestable, sneaky, stuck-up, two-faced gossip who thinks she's so grown up. She's really got Jock under her spell, and that's a shame. Jay is easily offended, bursts into tears at the slightest thing, and to top it all off is a terrible show-off. Miss Jay always has to be right. She's very rich and has a closet full of the most adorable dresses that are way too old for her. She thinks she's gorgeous, but she's not. Jay and I can't stand each other. Ilse Wagner is a nice girl with a cheerful disposition, but she's extremely finicky and can spend hours moaning and groaning about something. Ilse likes me a lot. She's very smart, but lazy. Hannah Lee Gosler, or Lise as she's called at school, is a bit on the strange side. She's usually shy, outspoken at home, but reserved around other people. She blabs whatever you tell her to her mother, but she says what she thinks, and lately I've come to appreciate her a great deal. Nanny Van Praagh Seagart is small, funny, and sensible. I think she's nice. She's pretty smart. There isn't much else you can say about Nanny. Effie de Jong is, in my opinion, terrific. Though she's only 12, she's quite the lady. She acts as if I were a baby. She's also very helpful, and I like her. GZ is the prettiest girl in our class. She has a nice face, but is kind of dumb. I think they're going to hold her back a year, but of course, I haven't told her that.